And now, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Russell here from the elliptical machine at the gym. I actually physically went to the gym today, being that my daughter or daughters are with their grandmother. So, and my wife is working, so I decided, you know what? Why not continue to lose weight here at the gym today? Now, last night, UFC 220, going back and forth with some fans on Instagram defending Naganu. But look, I picked Naganu to win. He did catch with some great, great shots in the first and in the third. He didn't do nothing in the fourth. He caught him with a shot or two in the fifth, but it was too late. But Stipe Miocic proved how he matured so much as a fighter since his five-round war to Junior Dos Santos, because he was exposed in that fight. And since his loss to Junior Dos Santos, he's been able to learn his craft as a mixed martial artist, and which he beat Dos Santos in the return bout. He beat Fabricio Werdum. He beat Alistair Overeem. And now derailed the hype train of Francis Naganu. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was even impressed with Naganu, and after watching what he did to Overeem and after what he did to Arlovski, I thought we were gonna see a new champion. But you know, like anything else, you know, you know, this is the UFC. This is the supposedly or quote unquote the best mixed martial arts organization in the world, where the very best compete for the richest prize, which is the championship in each respective division. Now, Stipe, yeah, he got caught with some shots. You know, I'm going back and forth with this guy. You know, as a podcaster, as a person in the public, you always gotta defend yourself, but at the same time, not offend individuals to the point of Rampage or Retaliation. You gotta be careful. It's 2018. But I will say this, you know, Stipe executed a brilliant strategy. He pinned him against the fence. He was riding him to the point where, you know, I think riding him was worse than punching him, at least as Dominic Cruz was mentioning. When, you know, when you're riding the guy, it's very difficult for you to punch. When you're punching, at least you could get your breath, and he couldn't get his breath. You could tell they were gassed. Actually, both men were gassed. But, you know, Stipe, he looked quicker towards the end. And that's what championship fights is about. It's about the war of attrition and who can sustain, who could outlast who for 25 minutes. And I suppose these individuals, you know, just like if you train a jiu-jitsu tournament or you train for a butai or a karate tournament, you put in the training. You put in the time, you put in the training, you put in the simulations, you put in all these scenarios, and it paid off for Stipe Miocic. And for Francis Naganu, hey, he's mortal, and now he has to go back. You know, he's young in the sport. He's only had 7 or 8 professional fights now. He should go back and learn his jiu-jitsu or learn his defense on the ground. Like, there were some basic things he didn't do that I would know how to do, you know. No, be on your feet, shrimp. He wasn't even shrimping. He wasn't even trying to go to half guard, or he did, but he didn't do anything afterwards. He didn't defend the hands, didn't defend the biceps. He didn't do any of that at all. And Stipe Miocic knew that. He understood that. And hey, a striker who's weak on the ground, what's the number one strategy? Pin him against the cage, take him down. And Stipe was smart. He was smart. He knows, as Dominic Cruz was mentioning, a double leg takedown, he's too heavy. He's too heavy to do that. And he's gonna stuff you, or he's gonna able to sprawl, you know, single leg takedown, and just dominate position. And that's what Stipe did for 5 rounds, dominate position. Now, Stipe has beat almost everyone in the top 5 in the division. The only guy he hasn't fought yet, which he should, is Cain Velasquez. This is a logical best fight, because, you know, the other fights we've seen already. So I would love to see a healthy Cain Velasquez go one-on-one against Stipe Miocic, and I would love Francis Naganu to go back to the drawing board. And as Jimmy Smith would say last night, maybe it's what it's about, going back to the fundamentals, going back to the white belt level. I know stuff that I would know as far as shrimping, or being able to pick the knee, shrimp side to side, and being able to defend your biceps, defend the hands, and being able to eventually explode back onto your feet, or at least into a better position, half guard, or whatever the case may be. So that is what the heavyweight division, that is what